River of Life isn't like just any other church. God has brought us together to encourage one another, to help one another, and to praise and worship Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And just tell someone close to you, I'm glad I'm in this with you. Thank you, Lord. We are just going to have a brief teaching on mothers, and then we have carnations to hand out and a bookmark for the moms that are here today. The scripture says in Exodus 20, verse 12, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And you know, Jesus repeats, it's repeated again in the book of Ephesians, this same verse from Exodus. And so we know it's a good thing to honor our father and our mother. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for our father and our mother. And so we honor our moms today. Moms give life. In Genesis 3:20, the scripture says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. And so all living things, as far as human beings go, they need a mom. Moms bring them into the world, and moms take care of them and nurture them and instruct them and support them. Let's go on to 2 Timothy 1:5. This is what I believe God is highlighting today. Mothers give instructions. And the scripture says, let's read it together in 2 Timothy 1:5. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. This was the Apostle Paul talking to Timothy. And he said he was reminded of Timothy's sincere faith to serve God. Timothy was a hard worker. He loved God. He worked in the natural and he worked in the church to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And Paul recognized that. He was Paul's spiritual son, and Paul was encouraging him in the Lord. And he was reminded by the way Timothy was acting and serving God and working for the kingdom that there were some other people involved in his life that had that same anointing, attitude, and heart within them. So you see, our children, they model what we do. And it's so important that we're instructing them in the ways of the Lord. He said he saw it first live in his grandmother Lois. So, you know, Paul must have been familiar with this family, right? Because grandma was working for the kingdom of God too. She was serving people. She was part of the life that was going on. You can't serve God and not be connected to the life of others. We're the body of Christ. We're the family of God. And so Lois must have been in the middle of everything, leading the way, because her daughter Eunice followed right after her. And one of the moms said today, it's that generational thing. You know, it's the generations. We pass on from generation to generation the anointing of the Lord. It goes on. It is released to our children. He said that the same thing they had now lives in Timothy. So let's think about that as parents, as family members. What's living in us, what's alive in us, gets passed on. And so we need to be aware of what we're passing on to our children, what we're passing on to the people around us. We want to pass on the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of God. The joy of the Lord will be our strength. And so moms give instructions. Obviously, they were teaching Timothy. Children need to be instructed. They don't know. They don't know what to do. We share with them what to do. We show them in the Word of God what to do. And so I encourage all of you just to continue to be determined to share the word with your children and to share the word with children around you. It's interesting when I worked in a pet shop. I worked in a pet shop out at Concord Mall years ago. And there were teenagers in there, teenage girls. And Vanessa, Pastor Vanessa, she went to work with me because I ran the grooming and I was in the back of the building. And sometimes those girls would come and get Vanessa and they would take her up front to play on the bags of dog food and, you know, and watch the other little animals. But there was always one gal that took an interest in Vanessa. And I also took an interest in her. And I began to pray for her because I knew she was a wild teenager and not living for God. God was the furthest thought from her mind. And we used to pray and intercede for her. And I let her know, you are not playing secular music around my daughter. So this is the music you can play. If you want her up front in the store, then this is the music that needs to be played. Most of you that know Pastor Vanessa, she's very sensitive when it comes to music and to sound. And she picks songs up just like that. And so it was important to me what's going on in the airwaves is something that's going to edify, encourage, and build her up, not tear her down. Come on. So be careful what you play in the car. Because your children are listening and it's going into their spirit. So anyway, a long story short, I prayed and interceded for this gal. And when we left that groom shop, because Pastor Leonard built me my own business and I ran my own grooming shop and a grooming school. And I continued to pray for this gal because she always had a place in my heart. And years later, my friend, Pastor Valerie Smith, called me to let me know a gal got saved in her church. And she said she knows you. And I said, well, what's her name? And she said, Angie Young. And Angie Young is on fire for God today. She's on fire for God today. She's a mighty intercessor. And so you just never know how your life is going to impact someone else. And you know, you just thank God when years go by and you hear that the seed that you planted, the prayers that you prayed come to pass. So never give up on your children and never give up on those that are working with you and close around you and your family members, because we believe God's not willing that any should perish, but everyone should come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and to experience his love. And that is what we can do. We are moms wherever we go. Eve is the mother of all living, and moms want to nurture, they want to take care of. I'll be in the store, and some child will yell, Mom, and I'll look. Do you guys do that? You know, my children are pretty grown up, but you still, your ears are tuned in. When someone's calling out for Mom, you're ready to be a mom. You're ready to help whoever is in need. And so I want to encourage you, mothers. We honor you today. You give life, you give instructions, and you give support. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, his mom didn't leave him. You know, everybody else ran away, but Mom was there. Mom sticks through tough times. I read a story about a man that was wounded in Vietnam, and he was in some kind of explosion, and he'd lost his blind sight. He was critically ill, and they flew his mom to be at his bedside. Now, he could not see, and he did not know his mom was coming. But when his mom got in the room, she went right over and laid her hand on his forehead. And he said, Mom, is that you? Because he knew his mother's touch. He knew his mother's presence. Even though he couldn't see her, he knew that she was there. And so that's the kind of moms that God wants us to be. To have a touch that makes a difference. That when you're in the room, people know that you bring in something of honor and dignity, and you are a woman of God. A woman of God that doesn't need to be ashamed to say you are a daughter of the Most High God. Amen. The King of the universe is our Father in heaven. And He rules and reigns over everything. And He can change a situation in an instant. That is who we serve. And it is an honor to be a mother. And this morning, we want to honor you. And at this time, I'm going to ask if we can hand out the carnations and have the moms come up front. We have a tradition here at the River of Life that we hand out a carnation. And actually, this tradition was started years ago at the first Mother's Day, one of the first Mother's Day celebrations back in the 1900s. And It was established that the second Sunday in May would be a day to observe and honor mothers. And that was established by President Woodrow Wilson. And he proclaimed that the second Sunday in May, this is what was going to happen. So I'm going to ask if all the moms will come on up and line up across the front here. The woman's name who started this was Anna Jarvis, and she handed out a carnation to everyone that came to a service to honor her mom, and that was back in 1908. I read a story this week about a woman that was following an elderly woman. She kept following around a young man in the grocery store. And he kind of felt like, why is this woman following me? He kind of felt like she was stalking him. But he just kept doing his grocery shopping. And when he got up to the checkout lane, she was standing there. And she said, son, I just have to talk to you because you remind me so much of my son who I have not seen in years. And she said, it would really bless me if you would just give me a hug right now, and when I walk out the door, if you would just say, goodbye, Mom, I love you. She said, I just need to hear that. And so the young man said, sure, he'd be glad to do that. So as she walked out the door, he yells, goodbye, Mom, I love you. And she said, thank you, son. And she headed for her car. And the young man, he put his groceries up there, And they checked him out, and they rung up the bill, and it was like $227. And he said, my groceries didn't come to that much. And the woman says, yeah, but your mom told us you'd cover her bill, and she just left the door. So, hallelujah. Let's all stand this morning. That's funny. Let's go out laughing and rejoicing this morning, okay? Okay. God is a good God. He's a God of a sense of humor. Amen. He made all of us, right? And He thought that we could be moms. And so we thank Him for our family, for our children this morning. Let's just bow our heads in closing. Father, thank you so much for our River of Life family, for bringing us together today, for all of the baby dedications, and Lord, for this opportunity to honor our moms. Lord, bless us and keep us this week, and may your face shine upon us, Lord. Give us favor as we come and go, and may your grace be with us all. In Jesus' name we pray, and the church said, amen.